April 13th, 2010.
We're learning Gemara Saita. We're in the ninth perek, Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, Perek Egla Arufa. Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, by the first wide line. Two of the regular participants have yahrzeit for their mothers today. We dedicate the learning Lezech HaNishmas, the mother of Rab Chaim Arbisvald, Chaya Mishkit, that's Moshe Baruch. And Rabbi Gans has yahrzeit for his mother,
mother-in-law.
Rochel Bas Rabbi Yehuda and Sion. It's interesting, there is most of the Torah. The Gemara has a machlokes in Gittin, in Perek HaNezok, in the middle of Perek HaNezok. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So usually when there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara has a strange machlekes where the Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Balpeh. So the Achronim ask Akasha, how can it be Rav Torah Bichsav? Look in any bookcase. There are 24 Svarim in the Tanakh, Hamisha Chumshe Torah, plus another 19 Svarim, Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim. 24 Svarim, and the rest is all Torah Shem Balpeh. Any library, of course the Rav Torah is Balpeh. How can there be a machlekes Apella? So the Prima Godim starts off his Psicha Kolelis, his introduction to the Arachayim, is really a general introduction to the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. He starts off with this kasha. How can you have a machlekes where the Rav Torah is Bechsab or Rav Torah is Baal Peh? So he quotes from the Sefer Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is a Sefer. Be'er Sheva has on Saita, has on Horius, has on all the Mesichtas where there is no Taisus, where we're missing. Like over here, the end of Saita, there's no Taisus. So he writes like, he quotes Kisvayat from Balei HaTosfos, and he writes his own imitation Tosfos. So the Be'er Sheva on Horius poses this question, how can you have a machlokes? Of course, it's obvious, it's a dead giveaway, the Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So he says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, for sure is Torah Shebaal Peh. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai means a din deraisa, that we have a tradition, Ish Min Piyish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's no mocker in the Chumash, there's no way to read it in between the lines. But that's a minority, Shabba minority. The Rambam gives you a list of all the halachas L'Moshe Misina. It's less than one page. You put together all halachas L'Moshe Misina. It's one page in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis L'Harambam. Beginning of Brachas, so it's one page has all halachas L'Moshe Misina. The bulk of the Kol HaTorah Kula are the dinim deraisa that are learned that by reading in between the lines. How come it's a klal prat to klal? How come it's pitches from Zohar to Nekeva? How come a word is sometimes spelled Malay, sometimes spelled Chaser? And so on and so forth. Why is the Pasuk constructed in such a strange fashion? It would have been, there's an extra word, there's a missing word, and so on. So this is called Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem. So the overwhelming majority of the Torah is really the halacha said it derived through the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem. So the Be'er Sheva thinks that is the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. The Rav of the Torah are the dinim that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem. So that's the machlokes dinim that are derived through Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem. Are they considered like Torah Shebichsav, or do they have the status of Torah Shebaal Peh? Lo Shemei Anaf Kemina. What's the difference whether you labor? If it's a deraisa, it's a deraisa. What's the difference? So that's what he breaks his head. The Be'er Sheva breaks his head, and the Prima Godim, they try to scratch that, they try to kratzois nafkeminas lahalach. That's problematic. One of the more famous nafkeminas is the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus that there are three ways to get married. Isha miskadesh is either bekesef or bishtar or bebiya. So the Rambam writes kiddushi biya in kiddushi shtar is Torah Shebichsav. In kiddushi kesef, that's what we all do. Everybody does kiddushi kesef. You give a ring, shavu kesef is kekesef. So that's divrei sofrim. Those follow Oshan divrei sofrim. So Rashi quotes Rabbi of Shal Rashi. They thought that kiddushi kesef is only midirabbanon. So Rashi said that's ridiculous. Kiddushi kesef with the Gemara is beferish. It's there, right? So you give misa. If an eishes ish is mizana, even though the kiddushin was kesef, you give an einish misa. There's a chiyav chatos. If it would be only kiddushin the rabbanon, there wouldn't be a chiyav chatos. Chatos is not bo b'nedim and edova. If you violated an aver, deraisa sheish b'karis. How can anybody say that kedusha kesef is only the rabban? So there's a long kesef mishnah on the side of the Rambam says no. The Rambam never meant to say that kedusha kesef is the rabbanon. The terminology, the expression that the Rambam uses, dibrei soifrim, means dinim that were established or that were transmitted by the rabbis. So halacha l'moshe misina is also transmitted by the rabbis. He'll call that also dibrei soifrim. The dinim deraisa that are read by reading, that are derived by reading in between the lines, figuring out the klal prat, and the masculine to the feminine, and the singular to the plural, and the extra word, the missing word, and the mole, and the chos, and so on, that's all called dibrei soifrim. And all the dinim derabbanan are about a dibrei soifrim. Torah shebichsav, that's not called dibrei soifrim. That says in the Chumash. But all of the, whatever is Torah shebaal peh is called dibrei soifrim. So the Rambam writes this, that kedusha kesed is only dibrei soifrim, it's Torah shebaal peh. Kedusha shtayim, kedusha biyo, that's Torah shebichsav. What's an afkamina? Where does the Rambam? The Rambam usually quotes everything from Gemaras. Whenever he says something original, he writes Yeroy Lee. I think that someone added it up by computer, and it's up as 98 times. When the Rambam, and the whole Rambam, from the beginning to the end, the Mishnah Torah, I think he has 98, 98, 99 times, something like that, he writes Yeroy Lee. He writes an original. Everything else he's quoting from the Gemaras. Where does it say in the Gemara this distinction that Kedusha Kesef is only Torah Shebaal Peh, and Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Bia is Torah Shebichzav? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's a Gemara in a few places. The Gemara has in several places. We learned Gittin, we came across it, and Ksubis, a famous Gemara, and other Masechtas. The Gemara has, in a few rare instances, a situation where a woman is an Eishes Ish Men HaTorah, and the husband gives her a get, which is not valid Men HaTorah. The get is not valid, so she's still an Eishes Ish. And mid the Rabbanon, we declare she's allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says, that's wild. The woman is an Eishes Ish Men HaTorah. Ein kach b'yad chachamim. The rabbis will authorize the Shmartim as Mishmarti. They have the right to make Gzeiris, Archokis, that's in Pirkei Avos. The first Mishnah says, Asus Yog Later. Torah authorizes the Rabbanim to introduce Chumis. Do the rabbis have a right to introduce Kulas? So the Gemara says, yes, but restricted. The rabbis tell us we should not blow Shoifim or Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Agir Shenis Gai, the Erev Pesach, should not bring a Korban Pesach that year. Zola bring in Pesach Sheni. What else? If you have a Beged Shel Pishton, you shouldn't put on any tzitzis at all. You have a couple of cases. Yesh kach b'yar chacham laka dov men ha-Torah b'shevi al-tasa. They tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah. But ein kach b'yar chacham laka dov men ha-Torah b'kum v'yaseh. They don't have authority to allow. The rabbi's going to get up and say, with the power vested in me as a rabbi, I permit all the balabatim to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos. He doesn't have such authority. As we say, the reform and the conservative rabbis, their balabatim give more power to their rabbis. The Orthodox, we don't give so much authority to our rabbis. Our rabbis have very restricted authority. They have koach laka dov min ha-Torah, b'shei b'altasa, not b'kum yaseh. The rabbi's going to get up, he, with the power vested in him as a rabbi, he's going to permit intermarriage. He doesn't have such a power. Laka dov min ha-Torah, b'kum yaseh. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can the rabbis permit the Yeshus Ish to remarry? The husband gave her a get, that's not valid. The get is puzzle. So how can the Chachamim... So the Gemara says, the rabbis have the right to declare Afkina Rabban and the Kiddush Minei. They declare that the marriage is not valid. So the Gemara says, that only makes sense if it's Kiddush Kesef. But it's Kiddush Shtarabiyo, how does it work? So the Gemara gives an answer there too. Why is it okay if it's Kiddush Kesef? Why did the Gemara understand that? So the Rambam understood, Kiddush Kesef is only Torah Shebaal Peh. Kiddush Shtar and Kiddush Biyo is Torah Shebichsav. Kiddush Kesef is only Torah Shebaal Peh. So, ein kach b'yad chachamim laka dover min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah means Torah shebichsav. Torah shebichsav is considered more serious than Torah shebaal peh. So the chachamim don't have authority. He can't get up and say, I permit the balabatim to drive to shul on Shabbos. That's mefurish and chumash. That's Torah shebichsav. Ein kach b'yad chachamim to be oiker dover min ha-Torah from Torah shebichsav b'kum b'yaseh. But to be oiker kedushe kesef, which is only Torah shebaal peh, so the Rambam understood the Gemara, that's Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim, Lakor, because that Eishes Ish, that's not Dovah Men HaTorah, that's a Din D'Araisa, but that's Torah Shebaal Peh. So Torah Shebaal Peh is a little lower level than Torah Shebichsav, not as Chomer, so that's Yesh Koch Lakor, Afilu B'Kum V'Yaseh. So there's a big discussion the Rambam has in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam has a major dispute with the Ge'onim. And the Machlekes repeats itself in later generations. what are these Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem all about? So the Gaonim had, many of the Gaonim had the opinion that all of the dinim that say in the Gemara, everything was Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Osed L'Chadish Nemel Ola Moshe Misina. All the dinim were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the dinim. Every Sif Katan in the Mishnah Brura, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. So what do you need all the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem, Klal HaPrat, Binyanav, Zerushab, what do you need everything for? So it's only a mnemonic device. It's only to check whether the tradition, everything they had was a tradition. Everything was Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem are just to check to make sure you didn't make a mistake. It's like everything is really Asmachta. All the Midrash HaTorah, everything is really Asmachta. All the dinim were Nimsa the Moshe Rabbeinu, Baal Peh. So when you have a Machlokes HaTanoim, what are they fighting about? We have. Every page in Shas, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim about a Din D'Oraisa. So the Goyim are of the opinion every Machlokes is based on Shikcha. They simply forgot what the tradition was. There was a tradition on every single Din, and the tradition was forgotten. So the Rambam says that's an embarrassment for the Jewish people, that we forgot Kol HaTorah Kulo. We forgot everything. Every step in the Gemara, there's a Machlokes. How can it be that we forgot so much? That's scandalous. The most precious thing that we have is the Torah, and we forgot everything. So the Rambam says it's not true. Whenever they had a tradition, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Whenever they had a tradition, what the din is, not shayach ha-machlokes and halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Once in a while, they ask on the Rambam, it's not so. The Gemara has a machlokes by tzruris in Bava Kam, and tzruris says halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rambam didn't say it's a din. It's a din. You can't have machlokes. The Rambam is saying a historical fact. Whatever they had a tradition on, there's no room for machlokes. Once in a while, they did forget something. Okay. One out of 1,000 dinim, they did forget. Right? The Gemara said Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, so they forgot 24,000 halachas or some thousands and thousands. They did forget halachas. And then Asniel ben Knaz reconstructed what the dinim was. So we know from the Gemara, of course they forgot dinim. But the Rama means to say, derech klal, when you have halacha l'moshe misina, Moshe Rabbeinu was told outright what the din is. So it's not shayach to have a machlokes about that. Unless someone forgot it. So once in a long while, they did forget. You have once in a long while, you have a machlokes on halacha l'moshe misina. But the fact that all of Talmud, all the Mishnah is called Kol HaShas, is Molei Machlokes, means that they didn't, the Rambam says, means that they didn't have a tradition what the din is. They didn't have a tradition. And they're approaching the Psukim and Chumash with the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the text of the Chumash. It was dictated word for word, letter for letter. Otherwise, we couldn't be medayik here. It's molly here. It's chaser here. With the hay and without a hay and with avam, without avam. We assume Kol HaTorah Kulo was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, exactly the way it says in our Chumash. Nobody tampered with it. And then when a new shaila came up, so the Tanaim had to use the method, the methodology of the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem, to try to kvetch choice by reading in between the lines what are the details of the halachas. So that's the Pashtus and all the sugyas is like the Rambam, that the Tanaim are arguing, the Tanaim are establishing what the dinim are. Not that they're looking for an asmachta, a remis to a din that they had b'masorah b'kabbalah, that this was always the din. They were going to have a whole sugya. Yeah, a lot of times in the Gemara like this, here the sugya begins, the first wide line on Mem Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going to be discussing the dinim in the Mishnah. How did the dinim here, b'negeh te'egla rufa, how do they compare to the dinim of shikcha? The totally, like Karav Zel, they have nothing to do with each other, but one word appears by both, basoda. The word basoda appears. It says when the farmer in Eretz Yisrael, the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So it says when the farmer, kisik tzak tzircha basoda, when the farmer is harvesting everything, v'shachachta oimer basoda, and you forget you made the tvua, you harvested, you made it in bundles. And then you come with your truck and you're throwing all the bundles on the truck. And then the farmer forgot. He loads everything up and he left a bundle or two there. And then he goes away. And then he realized, he chapsach, that he left a bundle. So v'shachach, doim basod, you should leave it there. That's the mitzvah that you get, the hesel chadas. He started off by forgetting a bundle of oim. And that, if he forgets, he forgets, he has no mitzvah. But later on, if he realizes that he forgot the Omer, then there's a mitzvah, he should leave it there. So then he's Mekayma mitzvah. So the Pasuk says over there, Basode. And here it says, Ki motze chol ba'adom asher Hashem lekach nosen lecho. Here it says also the Lashon, no fail Basode. If you find a Jewish person murdered, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The din of Egla Rufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. You have to measure to the cities that are closest. The Mishnah says that Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufa. How the Mishnah says, or the Gemara says. Right. So the Gemara says because it's the next Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah? Yeah. The second Mishnah, Mem Hei Amid Beis, the second line. There are two Mishnahs on Mem Hei Amid Beis. So look at the first Mishnah, Mem Hei Amid Beis, the second line. Ein Yerushalayim Mevi Egla Rufa. If the closest city to the murder victim is Yerushalayim, they don't bring an Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, the city that's closest to the murder, to the dead body, brings an Egla Rufa. If it's one of the cities, Hashem HaKach Nasan L'chol L'rishto, if it was Nischalka L'shvatim. So in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, so they divided, this area belongs to Shevet Binyamin, that belongs to Shevet Yehuda, this belongs to Shevet Yisachar, this belongs to Shevet Zvulun, and Yerushalayim was the Makam Beis HaMikdash from day number one, days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Beis HaMikdash wasn't built till way later. David HaMelech started to prepare, and then Shlomo HaMelech actually built the Beis HaMikdash. But already in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, it was already known that the Makam HaMikdash is going to be Yerushalayim, and it was the halacha says it has to be a Makam Meshiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem. It's not allowed to be like Washington D.C. It doesn't belong to any state; it belongs to the District of Columbia. So Yerushalayim also is both the capital of Eretz Yisrael, like Lahavdil, Washington is the capital of the United States, but it's also the Makam HaMikdash. So because it's the Makam HaMikdash, the halacha says it has to be Mikol Shivtechem. Can't belong to one of the Shvatim. So the din of Egla Ruf only applies if the closest city is going to be a city in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't apply Chutz Lartz, it has to be a city in Eretz Yisrael, which was Nischalka L'Shvatim, that belongs to one of the 12 Shvatim. Yerushalayim belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, doesn't belong to any of the Shvatim.
Doesn't it say that part of the Galilee of Binyamin, we saw part of the...
That's a problem. The Gemara says that the Mizbeach was not a full square. Part of it was missing because the border between Yehuda and Binyamin cut through the Azara and cut through the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk says both in Birchas Yaakov and in Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu that the Shechina will only be, the Mizbeach has to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. So that part of the Mizbeach that was Bechelka Shel Yehuda, they had to take that off. So the Mizbeach was missing on the bottom. It didn't have a Yesoid on that part. So Tosfos says that Kasha, what do you mean? On the one hand, we pass in this Machlokes HaTanaim. And we pass like the opinion of Yerushalayim, lo nischalka l'shvatim. On the other hand, it says beferish, the Mizbech was missing a big chunk because that's where the border was, and that no inch of the Mizbech is allowed to be b'chalka shel Yehuda. Yehuda represents the government, and Binyamin is supposed to be a separation of church and state. That's what the Maharsha writes in Zvachim, in the Chidushi Agoda. So he says, Yehuda represents the government, that's the state. And Binyamin represents the Makam HaShechina. So you don't even want that an inch of the Mizbeach should be Bechelka Shel Yehuda. The government shouldn't control any part of the religion. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to complain about the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. It's controlled by the government. So the chief rabbi has to be something that's independent of the government. Can't have a chief rabbi that's controlled by the government. So the Pasuk says, there's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, though both of them only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Shikha is one of the agricultural mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs that plays well. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And this mitzvah of Egla Rufa, only if the closest city, you have to measure, you have to do the medida, if the closest city is, the dead body has to be located in Eretz Yisrael, and the closest city has to be a city in Eretz Yisrael that was in Nischalka L'Shvatim, to the exclusion of Yerushalayim, because we have accepted that opinion, Machlokes HaTanoim. It's a historical machlokes which has halachic ramification. Historical machlokes when Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael, and he divided Yerushalayim, this is Yehuda and this is Binyamin. What about the whole Yerushalayim? The border went, the whole Yerushalayim was divided, half belonged to Binyamin, half belonged to Yehuda? No. The whole Yerushalayim didn't belong not to Binyamin, not to Yehuda. It was lo nischalka l'shvatim. So we assume historically Yerushalayim was never nischalka l'shvatim, and any din that depends on Haaretz Hashiv, doesn't apply to Yerushalayim. So this is one of them. So the Gemara points out that the same word, basadeh, appears, v'shachachta oimer basadeh, And here it says, you find the cholom no fail basodeh. The dead body is basodeh. So the question is, what is the meaning of the word basodeh? Let's say the police, someone is missing, and the police are looking for him, and they find a murdered body, they find a dead body, hidden below, they find them in the river. They find them in the river. Is that basodeh? It's not basodeh, he's floating in the river. Or they find them on a tree. They find a murdered dead body hanging on a tree. Or they find them, someone buried them under the ground, they hid them under the ground. Is that called basodeh? That means on top of the sodeh? Or basodeh even means in the sodeh? So the Gemara is going to discuss how do the two compare. The word basodeh appears by the shikron. The word basodeh appears by the egla rufa. And the Tanaim, the simple reading more, the Tanaim are working out the din. And how does it fit in? Doesn't sound at all like the Goyim said that. Had a tradition on all the dinim just looking for asmachtas. Doesn't sound at all like that. The simple reading of this Gemara and all the Gemaras in Shasa, the Tanaim are working out the din and they're trying to figure out. Everything has to fit into a pattern over here. You have to darshan the same way. In later years, this machlekes repeated itself a few times. So in recent years, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch was in Frankfurt. So one of his students was Gratz, who wrote the book on history. He wasn't so proud of his student Gratz. He was Yoitzer the Tarbusro. So Gratz writes in his book on history, everything is history, the Torah Sheba'al Peh was invented by Hillel and Shammai. They made up the whole thing from thin air. There never was any Torah Sheba'al Peh. Everything was invented. So Hirsch has attacks. He has a lot of essays where he attacks Gratz. So he says it's not true. So Hirsch has to go the opposite extreme. So he says every single din was Allah HaLamoshim in Sinai. And all the drushes and the Gemara is all asmachtas. He goes all the way back to the Goyim. Because he's fighting with the Gratz who said that everything was invented. So yes, the Deifakeh. The Pashtus says that Hirsch's opinion was not accepted. Pashtus says, like the Rambam says, the Tanoim were given, Moshe Rabbeinu was given Midrash HaTorah and the drushes, man. And in every generation, they would darshan psukim and they would come up with new dinim. The new dinim were not always known in the earlier generation. There's even a machloikis and achrainim. If the Bez Din in a later generation is Mechadish a new Din, does that Din only apply Mikan al Habo? A Din Daraisa? Not. If they invent a Din Darabanan, of course it's only Mikan al Habo. What if they Darshan a Pasuk and they come up with a new Din Daraisa, and until then that Din was never heard of? So do you declare, but we developed a Din Daraisa, so it's a Gloy Milsalam Afred, that this Din, which we're now convinced of, this was always the Din from the Zman Matan Torah. What do you say? No, a din deraisa that's developed by a later bezdin in the days of the Tanoim, the days of the Amoraim. The din deraisa only applies mikan al habo. So that's a machlokes achrayim.
Have you added to the 613 mitzvahs or not?
That's why the Rambam writes the 613 mitzvahs are all Torah shebichsav, because Torah shebal peh. In every generation, they could add on more and more and more. Well, every time they could add on another mitzvah, you're going to throw one out. He says, no, 613, everybody starts, that's Torah Shebichsav, the 613. And then you have on Ashir, more mitzvahs deraisa, not the rabbans, there are more mitzvahs deraisa, Torah Shebaal Peh, but that's not included in the Minyan Taryag. Minyan Taryag is Nemrullah L'moshe Messina, literally Nemrullah. Pshuta Shal Mikra of Torah Shebichsav, that's how the Rambam writes.
But a lot of mitzvahs of the 613 are dependent on Torah Shebaal Peh, understanding the
The details of how to observe them, every single mitzvah, the details of how to keep them are established by the Torah Shebaal Peh. But all of the 613, the Rambam claims, are Pshuta Shal Mikra. They're all Torah Shebichsav. The Ramban is very upset. He says, what's wrong with Torah Shebaal Peh? Why shouldn't it be included? So the Rambam says why, because in every generation, the Rabbanim have a right to darshan new dinim. So in every generation, they're going to come up with another mitzvah. So what's going to be with the number 613? So every time you come up with a new mitzvah, you have to throw someone else out. So the Rambam says, no, there's 613, a pshuto shel mikra, that's how you start. And every generation, the Rabbanim have the right to darshan. They never had a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu about all the dinim. They had a tradition, the midrash HaTorah and the drash hashpem, the methodology, they had a tradition. So in every generation, you could add on noch ha-mitzvah, you can have thousands and thousands of mitzvahs.
There are many machlekes, is it min HaTorah or not? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, they're constantly machlekes.
Right.
So one includes that in the 613, one doesn't have to replace it with others. It's always flexible.
Oh, a lot of times you have there was an old tradition, this is the way we do things. And the question is that a din d'oraisa, or is that only that was instituted as a din d'rabbanan many generations ago? So a lot of times the details were forgotten, whether the din that we're observing. Right.
Several places, right?
Right.
And so someone says, well, so how did Rabbi Shmuel come up with 613? He takes tzitzis. Each one of the tzitzis, he makes a separate mitzvah. He adds those three on, he ties up to 613.
Right.
There is flexibility.
Yeah, okay. But the 613, the Rambam explains, that's all based on Torah Shebichzav. All of those are Torah Shebichzav. And then there's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's in addition to the 613 that are Torah Shebichzav.
There's no bizarion of Yerushalayim when they find a body, a dead body in Yerushalayim.
Of course it's a bizarion. It's a bizarion to the whole Klal Yisrael.
Yeah,
if we think he was murdered by a Nachri, then we don't bring an Egla Rufa. The Mishnah says, Nimsa Somach L'Spar. If the man was murdered near the border where the Arabs live, or Obir Sheruba Akum, the closest city, the majority of the people live in the city of Nochrim, so we know that the one who killed him is probably a goy. That you don't bring an Egel Arufa. You only bring an Egel Arufa if we think that he was murdered by a Jew. It's a bizon for the Gans Klal Yisrael, that there's a Jew who was murdered by another Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Of course it's a bizon. But what can you do? Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egel Arufa. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim writes, he thinks that what's the reason for the mitzvah? What's the Tama mitzvah? So the Rambam in the end of the Moreh Nevuchim spends a few chapters trying to suggest Tameh HaMitzvah. So he says, maybe the reason why the Torah required that we should fulfill this mitzvah of Egel Arufa is to make a big tararam, to have a big public spectacle over the fact that someone was murdered. We don't know who it is. So maybe some additional evidence will come up. Maybe there'll be such public awareness of the fact that there was a murder that someone will step forward and give information to the police that'll help catch the murderer. That's what the Rambam suggests. Maybe that's the reason why. We don't know. We don't know the reason.
There's even a reason why if you find the body on water. I mean, clearly it says Baritz. But why if you find the body on water, it's hanging from the tree. A murder is a murder is a murder.
Yes, the Rambam writes there when he's trying to figure out Tamei HaMitzvahs. So he writes, he doesn't think he will ever succeed in explaining all the details of the halacha. He's just trying to give Tamei HaMitzvahs are the basic mitzvah. Yeah, but he's asking, what's the difference whether he's floating or he's hanging on a tree? The Mishnah says that there's no Egel Arufa. So we don't know. I don't know. Here, take a look. The Mishnah is Mem Dalet Amid Beis, the sixth line into the Mishnah. By the tiny letter Vav. Nimtza Tomun Bagal. The police, the person is missing, a man, a woman, child, doesn't matter. Someone is missing. And then the police are looking, and then they find a dead body, but he's buried under a pile of stones. Tamun Bagal. So there's no Egel Arufa. Tole Be'ilon. They find a dead body, murdered, clearly murdered, and he's hanging on a tree. So the Pasuk says, Basada. Nofel Basada. That's not Nofel Basada. That's Tole Be'ilon. Atzof HaPnei HaMayim. They find a body floating in the river. So there's no Din of Egel Arufa. Lohayu Orfim Shenemar, based on the Pasuk. You find them Bo'adoma. The connotation is Velo Tamun Bagal. Ba'adama means on top of the Adama as opposed to below the Adama. Neufel Basada, Neufel means below Tala Be'ilon. If he's suspended in the air, that's not called Neufel. Neufel has to be, he's on the ground. And Basada, what's the connotation of Basada? Below Tzofa Pnei Amayim. If he's floating on the river, then you don't have. So the Rambam writes, we're never going to be able to figure out the reason for all the details. He's only trying to figure out Tamei HaMitzvah for the basic mitzvah. The details he gives up. In advance. Then the Mishnah concludes, Nimsa Samach L'Sfar, if the murdered body is found near the border, and the likelihood is that Arab terrorists came in and they killed a Jew. We know, he wasn't killed by Jew. He was killed by Goy. Holiyev Sherubakum, let's say there are cities in Eretz Yisrael where you have only non-Jews live there. The majority of the population is non-Jewish. If the closest city is a non-Jewish city, you assume it's probably murdered by Goy. So then you don't bring Egel Arufa. According to the Rambam, why not? You want people to help the police give you information. The Pashta says that the Egel Arufa is for the purpose of Kapara. The one who did the murder, The murderer is not going to be forgiven. He's not going to get a kapara because we're being an egel arufa. But the whole Klal Yisrael needs a kapara. That such a terrible tragedy occurred that a Jew killed another Jew. So the whole Klal Yisrael needs an egel arufa. So he said, kapali amchaso shepadis Hashem. The Kohanim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael, not for the murderer, for everybody else. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you think the murderer, if you're pretty sure the murderer was a goy, so you don't bring egel arufa. The pashut, the reason for egel arufa is for the kapara purposes. We're not going to get a kapara for the goy. Then the Mishnah says, Oliyeshe ein bo bezdin. You only measure to the, if the closest city is a near Sheim bo bezdin, so they don't bring an egel arufa. There are different kinds of bezins. There's a bezin of 3, there's a bezin of 23. That's what we call a Sanhedrin Tana. Bezin of 3 is for Dini Mominus. Bezin of 23 is Sanhedrin Tana. Bezin of Ayin Aleph, 71, that's Sanhedrin Doyla. So he doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't mean you need a Sanhedrin Doyla. There's only one Sanhedrin Doyla, that's in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egel Arufa. So 71 is out of the question. Which Bezin are they talking about? Does it mean a Bezin of 3 or a Bezin of 23? So it's interesting, the Shev Shmeitzer, who usually doesn't deal with these kind of nitty-gritty issues. Shev Shmeitzer is a Sefer who talks in abstract about Sfek and Ben Chazaka and about Ruben, Ruben Chazaka, all abstract. He paved the way for Reb Shimon Shkop's fantastic Chiddush HaTorah. But once in a while he has to get involved in the nitty-gritty details. So he points out that he has a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. He gets involved in a certain abstract issue. He points out there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, how to read the Mishnah. Here Shem Bezin means there isn't a Bezin of 23. The whole purpose of the Egel Arufa is to try to bring it to the attention of the police. We should catch the murderer. We should be done him with a Bezin of 23. The Sam Rishonim hold that the Ir Sheim Bezin means there's no Sanhedrin of 23. The other Rishonim say no. It just says the Zikanim should say, the Zikni Ho'ir, Hakroi Velacholo, should say, Yadena Loshavcha Sadama Zareinena Ro. So it just says you need a Bezin. Why should you say you need a Bezin of 23? We're not being done. Oh, so that's what the Rambam holds like that. The whole purpose of Egel Arufa is in order to hope that you lead to get the death penalty. So the Rambam holds that the Bezin that we're speaking about is 23. And Rashi seems to hold, no, just the Bezin of 3, because the Pasuk says, the Zikanim, the Ziknei Huir should say, Yadena lo shavcha sadama as a Ziknei Huir doesn't mean the elders of the city, means the Rabbanim, a Bezin, official Bezin. So a Bezin of 3 is good enough of a Bezin. That's the Shev Shmeitzer has. Interesting. Shev Shmeitzer has it. It's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean in Ir Sheim Bezin? Then it says, Ve'imodid imel Eliyah Sheyesh Bezin. It means like this. Let's say you find a dead body over here. There are a whole bunch of villages all over the place. The villages are little tiny villages. The closest city is over here. There's no Bezin there, no Rabbanim, only Balabatim. Hardly anybody lives there. So you ignore all the cities in the vicinity. You only measure to the city. The closest city, Sheish Bebezin, the 5 cities away. There are 4 cities in between. And over here, there are 3 cities in between. So you ignore, you make believe as if all the cities, Sheim and Bezin, don't exist. It's a strange din. And you only measure to the city, Sheish Bebezin, which of those cities is closest to the Chol. That's what.
You have to have Bezin come and make the declaration. There's no Bezin of that city. Who's going to make the declaration?
Oh, that we understand that, yeah. But the problem is, what's the whole purpose of measuring? So measuring is to establish the murder probably came from this city. So if you have 25 little villages all surrounding, the murderer probably came from one of the 25 villages. Which is the closest? No. We close our eyes, we ignore all the cities that are closest to the Chol. We only measure to those cities to have it best. But we know he didn't come, the murder didn't come from the city that's 5 cities away. He probably came from the real close city. So that's Tosis Kasha. Rabbi Kevager is Metzayin here. Rabbi Kevega Mem Hey on the Deis, in the Gilyan Ashas. What does it say? Umodidim the second piece. Umodidim liyir sheyesh ba bezdin. You ignore all the cities in the vicinity of the murdered person because they have no bezdin. You only measure to those cities that are in the running that have a bezdin. So Rabbi Kevega tells you, look in the Tosis Bava Basra Daf Chav Gimel Amen Beis. Tosis says that Kasha. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that the whole idea of Kara, if you measure which is the closest city, because we assume that the murderer came from the closest city. But if you're ignoring all the 25 cities in between, So it's a farce. The murderer didn't come from that city. That's way far away. So that's a major problem, what's going on here. But that's what the din is. The din is that you ignore the cities that are nearby, and you measure
based on population. In other words, the more people, the bigger chance it came from there.
That's another. The Gemara has that too. The Gemara has, we know that we go Basar Raif, and we go Basar Karev. Karev is Mevarer. Let's say there are Jewish farmers who have vineyards and they manufacture wine, and they're non-Jews who manufacture wine. You find a barrel of wine that has no label. So if the Jews always put a label that this is kosher wine, the Goyim don't make a label, so it's a dead giveaway. It's trade for wine. You find an area where nobody puts labels on the wine. You have to remember yourself if it's kosher wine. Sure. So you find a ganef came, apparently, and he stole a barrel of wine from somewhere. And you have a barrel of wine. You don't know, is this a kosher barrel of wine from the Jewish vineyards or a trefa barrel of wine? So the Gemara says, which vineyard is it closest to? So right over here is all the Jewish vineyards, and the Goyish farms are far away. So you go, you assume that Karev is Mevarer, that this is a kosher barrel of wine from the kosher wineries, from the kosher vineyards. So the Gemara says, but what if the trefa vineyards, they manufacture 1,000 barrels a day, and the Jewish farmer only has 5 barrels a day. So the odds are 1,000 to 5 that it probably came from over there. So what do you do? You have Roy versus Karev. The closest vineyard, the closest wine press is the kosher wine press, where the Jew makes wine. And the one that's further away is not that far away. It's a mile away. But there's so much more wine. So the Gemara says, Roy versus Karev, Hochemacher HaRoiv, the Roiv wins. So the Gemara says, well, what about Degla Rufo? What does it help you measure to the closest city, to the murdered, to the dead body? Because you assume the murderer must have come from the closest city. What if there are two cities? This city has 9 million people. 9 million Jews live in that city. And here, there are 300 Jews live over here. So what do you say? You go Basa Karev, Baroiv Karev, Hochemacher HaRoiv. So you should follow the Rav. So the Gemara says, you're right. The only time the closest city brings the Egla Rufa, if they're Shovim, if they're approximately equal in population. But if this city that's a little further away, twice as far away, has 9 million people, this only has 1,000 people, so then you'll say the Rav wins. So what do you mean the Rav wins and what? So the Rav, the city with the Rav, brings the Egla Rufa? Or it means nobody brings the Egla Rufa?
You measure. You've got to measure against a comparable city on the other side. Now, what you're measuring, two different cities, one on each side, right? To find out which is closest.
Right. So one city, that's the city that's really closest, has 1,000 population, 1,000 Jews. And the other city is twice as far away, has 9 million Jews living.
You don't consider the 1,000, you go to the next one that has a larger population. No, you just did it.
They say there's only one city in Eretz that has 9 million people. So the Gemara says, if it's Raiv versus Karaiv, the Irak Raiv will not be a Negla Rufa, the Raiv will win. What does it mean, Raiv will win? So many Rishonim say, the city with the much larger population brings the Negla Rufa. And that's a Pella. How can it be? But the Chumash says you measure to the closest city. How can you ignore the Chumash? So that's what the Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid lived in Italy. And usually when you learn Gemara, just learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Who looks in the Tosfos Rid? So the Minchas Chinuch finds this din so difficult. What do you mean? The city that has the larger, the 9 million population, isn't it against the Chumash? Chumash says the Ira Kreva. So he interprets the Gemara, neither brings Egla Rufa. Since Rav the Karev Hoch Macher HaRav, the Rav should really beat out the Karev as far as being Mavar, where the murderer came from. So the Ira Kreva does not bring an Egla Rufa, but the Ira HaRav, the Ira Rechoika, for sure doesn't bring an Egla Rufa. But how can the Minchas Chinuch say against all the Rishonim? So he gets all excited. They just published the Tosfos Rid during his lifetime. Azei Shteitan Tosfos Rid, and that's the right shot. He's all excited. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. But most of the Rishonim say not so. It's a problem.
But doesn't it depend upon Besdin? Which city?
Let's say they both have a Besdin. If it doesn't have a bezin, you can't measure to that city. So that din we also don't understand. That's what Tosfos asks him about. We don't understand. All the villages, we find a murdered body over here. And all the 25 villages over here, they're too small. Nobody has a bezin. So you got to measure to the closest cities that have a bezin. closer to have a Bezdin. It's five cities away. What do you mean? We know the murderer didn't come from there. The murderer came from one of the closest cities. So that's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos Kasha and Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra assumes that measuring to the cities is not Xeris Takosa Bachok. It's Hilchas Abelo Taima. No. The closest city is Mochiach, that the murderer came from that city. So if you say you're not going to measure to the 25 closest cities because they don't have a Bezdin, so how can you measure to the further cities? The further city, you know the murderer didn't come from that city. So that's a problem. What's with this Kroiva? The Gemara in Bava Basra assumes that Kroiv is to indicate where the murderer came from. Then on the other hand, our Gemara sounds like Kroiv is Akzeris HaKosov. You measure whichever city is Kroiv, even though it doesn't demonstrate at all that the murderer came from that city brings Egla Rufa. It's problems.
But if you don't have a Bezdin, so even if you find a murderer, what then?
You can schlep him to a different Bezdin there, but the dinim in other cities in Eretz Yisrael. There is no such din that he can only... A Bezdin in another city also has jurisdiction. Is that they don't need to extradite him from one city to the other. If they catch a murderer anyway, so they'll schlep him to any Bezdin. It sounds like you ignore Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Lanech Tzchalka L'Shvatim, so you make believe it doesn't exist. But the murderer obviously came from Yerushalayim. You find the dead body right on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is rove Jews, so it's a dead giveaway. He was killed by a Jew from Yerushalayim. So you make believe there is no Yerushalayim. And so what do you mean make believe? So the murderer, we know the murderer didn't come from the other cities. Look, Korev is just like Zeres HaKosov. You have to do Medida. No, the Gemara said Korev is to be Mochiach, to serve as a raya, that's where the murderer came from. So there are stiris in the Gemara. That's the Minchas Chinuch's problems. There are stiris in the Gemara. We don't know how to krich harois from the stiris.
It's not just necessarily two cities. You can do a whole circumference of cities around. It doesn't have two cities.
Right.
It's a five or six cities.
Right. Okay. But it's still schwer. Yeah. If all the cities that don't have a Bezdin are discounted, Yerushalayim is discounted, so the whole thing is fallacious. It doesn't correspond to reality. No. If the closest city is a near Sheruba of the Kachavim, so we assume the murderer came from that city. And since Ruba Akum, we assume the murderer was an Ochri, and there's no Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is when the Jewish people need a Kapara. The Goyim need a kapar, but we don't bring an Egla Rufa for the Nochra. We only bring an Egla Rufa if we think the murderer was Jewish.
I think maybe what you're saying, you need a psak din, a Bezdin has to come up and say, we know that this is a
Numa. No, we know it's here, Sheruba Akum. I mean, someone has to take a census to establish that it's Ruba Akum. The Ruba Akum means, I don't think you count little children. You don't count babies in their cradle. You have to count people who can possibly murder. So you have to figure out how many adults or how many people are old enough to do such a job. You include all the tzaddikim, everyone is choshed over here. You got to figure how many people could possibly have murdered him. So if the rabbi of them are goyim, so there's no egla rufo.
Is there a concept that the closest city is responsible because it didn't provide proper accompaniment? Or if you put it in that context, then perhaps the city with the greater population should have had a greater hashpa on the smaller city.
Yeah. The Gemara says if you have the city that's closest is the small population, and the city that's further away has 100 times that population. So the Gemara says the closest city will not bring Egla Rufa because the rov indicates the murderer must have come from that city. So the question is, but when you're measuring, that's not the Irak Rav al-Cholol. So what does it mean that the rov cancels out the Korav? So the city that has the bigger population brings an Egla Rufa? That's in contradiction to the Chumash. Or does it just mean it cancels the Chiyuv? The Yira Kreifa doesn't bring, but the Yira HaRechaika, that's the Yira Gdail, also doesn't bring.
This rule applies only when both cities are equal, alike, or close enough to one another, in population as well. That's when it didn't apply. But maybe it doesn't apply when there's too big a difference.
If there's a big difference, then nobody brings Egla Rufa. Right, that's what the Minchas Chinuch likes. He would like to say that pshat. And that's what he says, the Tosis Rid says that pshat. So let's see here, the wide line, the first wide line on Memhem and Av. The Gemara is going to discuss that there were three drushes. In the Mishnah, if the body is buried under the ground, you don't bring an egel arufa. Even though murder is murder, you don't bring an egel arufa. If you found the dead body suspended in midair on a tree, you don't bring egel arufa, only if he's laying on the ground. And then basada, the third phrase, basada velotzof apneamayim. If the dead body is floating in the river, there's no egel arufa. So the Gemara is going to discuss how does the word basada that appears here by egel arufa, how does it compare to the word basada v'shachachta oimer basada by oimer? There's no connection between oimer and egel arufa, but the same word. How do you darshan it? See, you say basada. You say boadoma v'loitomen bagal. And there there's a machleika satanoim. What's the din v'shachachta oimer basada? What's the din of tomun? Should I say, the Gemara says, Lema, should we say, Masnisna Rabbiudahi Valei Rabbanon? By the mitzvah of Shikho, there is a machleg Zabiudah Nachachomim. What if the bundle of Tvua that he forgot to put on his cart when he's taking everything home, what if the bundle is Tomun? It's hidden under, somehow, it got hidden under a rock or something, and that's why he didn't notice it. Does it have the din? Does it have the status of Shikho or not? The Tanya, we have a Baisa, V'shachachtoim ha-basode, Prat le-tomun, Divir Rabbiuda. Rabbiuda says the word basode means on top of the sode, to the exclusion of if it's tomun, if it's hidden, there's no din of shikha. Shikha is, if I forgot it, but if it's hidden, and that's why I didn't see it, I didn't notice it because somehow it's covered up. So then it's not called V'shachachto. And the Chachamim disagree, but Chachamim Amrim, the second line, basode, the Rabbi says ha-tomun. Basode means even if it's in the ground. Even if it fell into a loch and it's covered over, it's tomun, there was a ditch and it fell into the ditch and you didn't see it. It's not your fault. You didn't see it. There is a din of shikha. So there's a machleg zabir in the rabbana, had a darsh in the word basada. Does it mean on top of the soda? Does it even mean in the soda? And here it says ba, here it says what? Bo adomo. Here the Mishnah says ba adomo, but like tomun bagal. So the Gemara says, should I say the Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Yudit? But the Chachamim who disagree there, and they hold the word basada as l'rabbis as ha-tomun, so they would say the same over here, that if the dead body is tomun, that there would be a din of egel arufa. Empty Gemara, I don't think so. The Gemara says, I don't think so. Amarav, afilu teimer rabbanon, even if you hold like the Chachamim, that over there by shikho, the word basada means in the sada, doesn't mean on top of the sada, in the sada, but over here the Chachamim will agree. Each drasha has to be based on the context. The simple reading of the whole sugya is that the Tanoim are working out the dinim themselves, not that they had a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and each one is trying to justify his tradition based on a part. All of Shas is like that. But somehow this sugya, more so than other Gemaras, it's beferish like that. They're working out the din under your eyes over here. So Rab says, Afilu teime rabbanan, even if you're like the Chachamim de Rabbiuda, that the word basad is the Rabbi says atomun, all drushes have to be based on the context. Each pasuk you have to darshan based on the context of the rest of the pasuk. Why? Hocha ksiv, here by Egla Rufa it says, Kimotze cholo. If you find a dead body. So murdered is murdered. Murdered is murdered. What's the difference whether he's floating in the river, a dead body murdered by someone, so he should be in Egla Rufa. Hecha de mishtaka. Wherever, however you found a murdered body, when you start reading the Parsha of Egel Arufa, you would think that does make a difference where. Then the Chumash says, Bo Adoma, No Fail, Basode. So these three are assumed to be chipping away at the general statement, limiting it. The opening Pasuk says, Ki Motzachol, you find a dead body, someone murdered, a Jewish person murdered in Eretz Yisrael. You assume he was murdered by other Jews, so you need Egel Arufa. And then you have three miyutim, noifel, basada, badama, each one is mamai. So you say, badama, prat letomun. So over here, it's a miyut. Badama is mamai, that if the dead body is hidden, then there's no mitzvah of egel arufa.
A miyulach, a miyut?
No, the first...
In the
adama. No. The more I thought, pashib shat badama means on top of the adama, as opposed to in the adama. On top of the adama. And hasam over there, by shikha, it's not a miyot hachamiyot. The opening pasuk in the parsha came motzei cholo, kolecha de mishtakach. However, a dead body, someone is murdered, so you need egel arufa. And then you have three miutim, so each one sounds like it's chipping away. It doesn't. The mitzvah doesn't apply in case A, B, or C. Vadama, Basada, and Neufel. These are three miutim. Abahasim over there by Shikha, based on the context, they think that you darshan afilu tamun. The rabbi says atamun. Why? Hasim in yonah dekrab. Why there? It's like a miut achamiut. Why a riba achamiut? Dichsiv kisik tzok tzircha b'sadecha v'shachach da'omer. What does it mean kisik tzok tzircha b'sadecha when you're harvesting? All the tefuah that you're harvesting is all bagoloi. You can't harvest the tefuah if it's under the surface of the ground. So it would appear that shikha dumya dekotzir. When you start reading the parsha, you're harvesting the tefuah. Everything is bagoloi. Nothing is under the ground. Nothing is in a ditch. Everything is on top of the ground. So the pasha pshuta shal mikra is that the bundle that you forget is also bagoli. Shikha dumi the kotzer, the bundle that you forgot, the oimer that you forgot, is similar to the rest of the kotzer. Ma kotzer begolav shikha bagoli. So then you have a pasha kotzer rachmana basada. So what is it going to tell me? Basada has to be on top of the ground. The simple reading is that it is on top of the ground. So there you're forced into understanding based on the context of the word basada has to be the rabbis as atoman. It's like a miut achamiut, the rabbis, a riba achariboy. Because the poshub shat and the posse goes that the shikha is begolo. And then it says again basada, that it should be begolo. So there, based on the context, it has a connotation of the rabbis as atoman, even on the bottom. Freg di Gemara, so why doesn't Rabbi Yudah say the same thing? How come Rabbi Yudah says over there that Basada patters you from there's no mitzvah of shikha if it's tamun? Freg mother, Rabbi Yudah, nami tepel ami shikha du medikotze. Why does Rabbi Yudah have to darshan from the word? V'shachach doime Basada. Basada means bagolui. What does he need a pasuk to tell you bagolui? The simple reading of the parsha, the way it starts. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tanachinami. He didn't figure out his din from the word basada. He figured it out, v'shachach da'ima basada. The Brisa sounds like, how the Brisa start, v'shachach da'ima basada, prat v'tom and div Rabbi Yudah. It sounds like Rabbi Yudah is darshaning it from the word basada. The Gemara says, wrong. The Brisa means, kisikta kisircha besada v'shachachta, that the shikha is dumya de ktsira, mak ktsira begoloi, the simple reading of the parsha is that it's begolui. But whereas the Rabban and the Rabbi Yudah hold that the word basada comes and tells you otherwise, that it's marbel the rabbi says hatamun, so Rabbi Yudah says no. The original reading of the pasuk is correct. Kisik tuk tzircha besadecha v'shachachta ma ktsira begolui, afarme begolui, afshikha begolui. And the word basada he uses to tell me a different din. Freg the Gemara ve'ela basada lomali. According to Rabbi Yudah, he doesn't darshan lemaita satom tom, and he knows from the simple reading. So what does the word basada tell you? No, it tells you a different din. Not only is there a din of shikha if you cut off all the tvua and you made bundles and you forgot one bundle, what if you were harvesting the field, harvesting, and then he forgot to cut off a whole area in the middle, and he went vaita, and then he turns back and he said, what did I do? I forgot to harvest over there. So that also has a din of shikha. That's the rabbi shikhas koma. Not only is there a shikha in a bundle, the shachach to oimer in a bundle that was already detached, even shikha bakoma. He forgot to cut off part of it. And he went weiter. He goes zigzag, back and forth, and then somehow, in the middle, he left the part that he goes back and forth, then he realized, hey, I left a whole bunch in the middle. So the din is he has to leave it now. The rabbi shikhas koma. Freg de Gemara. But we all agree that there is such a din. The Rabban and the Rabbi Yudah also agree. That's a Mishnah like that. There's a din of not only Shikha and an Omer, the Shikha and the Kam, Feg Mav Rabbanan, Shikha's Kama Minolahu. We know from the Mishnah that such a din exists. So Rabbi Yudah learns it from the word Basada, but their Rabbanan disagree. They say, no, the word Basada tells you, even Taman Basada, in the Sada. So how do they know that there's a din of Shikha's Kama? Zagma, nay, Napkeluhu, the Rabbanan learned that from a different Drosha. That the Pasuk reads, So the simple, how do you punctuate the pasuk? How do you put, there are no commas in the chumash, no periods, no semicolons. So the simple punctuation would be kisik, kisik, tzor, kitzircha, basada, kama, v'shachachta, oimer, basada. So the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda say, no, you can, that's the correct reading. That's Pshuto Shal Mikra. So the Chachamim and the Rabbi Yehuda say, no, Kisikta Tzircha Basadeh V'Shachachta, period, comma. V'Shachachta goes on Kisikta. When you're in the middle of the Kisira and you forgot to do part of the Kisira, the Pshuto Shal Mikra is V'Shachachta Oimah Basadeh. But because the Pasuk is constructed, that's also from the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi Bem. But the Pasuk is constructed in an awkward way, and you could have put the comma in a different place, so you darshan a din from that also. So that's how the Rabbanah know the din.
So they use the shikha backwards and forwards, each direction?
Yeah, yeah. The shikha and omer, and the shikha and comma also. So they don't need the word basada to tell me.
If you read according to the top, it wouldn't work out.
Of course it wouldn't work out. This is a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. This is not pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra, you put the comma, kisikha sikha basada, comma. The Shachach to Omer goes together. And this is an additional level of interpretation which is clearly not Lefi Pshuto Shal Mikra. The trap is Lefi Pshuto Shal Mikra. So the Gemara says, that's how the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah Shikha is coming. No, 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 why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it out from Kisikha, from the Drosh of the Rabbanah? Kisikha, Kitzircha, Basad, Bisadecha, Vishachachta, Darshan like that, read it differently.
What kind of question is that? I mean,
he
learned
Pashit.
I mean, instead of saying...
Because the Tanaim always darshan like that. You have all the time like that. How does it say? Ki sirach hamosha nacha rovitz... No, ki... It says, if you see... How does it say? Vishachacht... Losucha lehissalim. Vishalam temehem, losucha lehissalim. So, pamishatam esalim. Gemara, a lot of times, reads sukim at additional level of interpretation, the hepech Hagomer of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Because of the way the pasuk reads, even though you know where you put, you're supposed to put the comma and the semicolon and the period, but since you could have read part of the pasuk differently, so that's also an acceptable drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Gemara is so convinced that this is such a good drasha, so the yes, Rabbi Yehuda should have also learned it out from that pasuk. Why does he need basodeh to teach me shikhas comma? He could have learned it out from the same drasha as the Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. I need that for a different din. What's it does? I'm harvesting all the tua, and I make bundles, and the wind is blowing gefelach. There's a tremendous wind. And I'm harvesting, and after I finish harvesting everything, then I'm going to have to go back and with a wagon, with the truck, and I'm going to put everything on a truck and take it home. So the wind is blowing, so it blew a lot of... My next door neighbor also has tua. He's also doing. I'm not going to steal from the next neighbor. There's a fence in between. The wind blows the wind, so the wind blows a couple of my bundles onto his side. If I would have looked carefully, I would have seen that this is chitim and not soirim. They're different things. But I don't. What, I don't look in my next neighbor's backyard. I don't want to give an ein hara. It's not my asik. So I go and I collect all the bundles, and it didn't occur to me that some of my bundles fell on the other on the next neighbor's field. Then the next neighbor is going to collect his stuff, so he says, hey, there's some stuff over here. It's clearly not mine. Let's say I tied it with a red string, he ties with a green string. And I wasn't looking. If I would have kept my eyes open, I would have seen here that... That's not called v'shachachta. If it fell into his field, then when I was picking up, okay, so that you need a drusha to tell me that that's not called v'shachachta. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I need that pasuk, only if it's bisodecha in your field. If the wind blew some of my bundles into the next neighbor's field, so that pasuk teaches me that that's not called v'shachachta. V'shachachta means if it was my pshia, it was my fault that I forgot it. Over here, it wasn't my fault. It fell into the next neighbor. The wind blew into the next neighbor's field, and I don't look. I'm not a nosy body. It's not my esek what's doing in his field. And then I find out later on, he tells me that I have tvua that belongs to you. So am I allowed to take it? Did he say it's shikha? I'm not allowed to take it. I have to leave it for a name. So the Gemara says, we darshan from the pasuk, that's not shikha. That's not called v'shachacha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda needs the drasha of the chachamim to teach that din. Rabbi Yehuda holds, meboile, I need that kitzikha tzircha besadecha v'shachachta, only v'shachachta besadecha. If it's besadecha there or not. How do they know that din? Did they disagree with that din? That's also a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Peya. That if it fell into the next neighbor's field, there's no din of Shikha. And the Gemara, they darshan it. He says, Kisitcha Sircha Bisodecha. It could have written, Kisitcha Kitsircha Basode. What does it have to say, Bisodecha? Obviously, Bisodecha. So they darshan, Bisodecha is to the exclusion if it fell into the next neighbor's field. So they have all the dinim. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda darshan from that? So that's what it boils down. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Bisodecha, Bisodecha, La Mashmala. He doesn't hold from that drush. He's not so convinced that that has a mashmos. So the simple reading of the whole Gemara, as well as the rest of Shas, simple reading of the Gemara is that they're working out the dinim under our eyes over here. Not that each one had a masoira and they're defending the tradition that they had. They're being mechadish the dinim as they go along. They're darshaning the psukim. And when you darshan the psukim, it has to shtim. The way you darshan the word basada over here has to correspond to the way you darshan the word basada by the egla rufa, unless based on context. Unless based on the context, there's reason to this thing.
You make an assumption. You say that, how does he darshan it? So, just say, he doesn't darshan it. I mean, why do you keep on going with this? Because there's a Mishnah. Because
the Mishnah must have learned it from a pasuk. So we must be reading in between the lines in order to establish all these dinim. And you don't find that any of these other dinim is a machlokes rabbanan and the rabbanan. They only argue on tamun. All the other dinim they agree to. Why? How can they agree on everything else? Whatever pasuk Rabbi Yehuda learns that tamun is pater, he used that pasuk. So the rabbanan should use that pasuk to teach us something else. So somebody should be missing some din, like he says machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, where the certain mitzvahs are chayv or rishus. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, all three are rishus. So he has to substitute three other mitzvahs. Because we know you have to have 613 mitzvahs. So that's over here. The Mishnah say they all agree on all the dinim. They just argue on Tamun. So how did they arrive at all these dinim? Everything's because they're reading in between the lines. So there must be an extra drasha according to Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda has an additional drasha that teaches them Prat L'Tamun. The other Gemara raises a suffix. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the din? We already really finished with the Egla Rufa, but since they were speaking so much about the Shikha, they're going to get back to Egla Rufa. Another couple lines got back to Egla Rufa, but they were so involved in the Shikha, so he cleared, we have no Talmud Bavli on Zroim. Rashi writes in Bob Mitzvah, the only road to Chavetz Chaim, quotes this, the only road Talmud, the Chavetz Chaim was hoping and praying that Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and he was a Kohen, and he was hoping he'll be able to do Avodah in Beis HaMikdash. They say he, in his old age, he didn't want to wear glasses because he felt that it may be miyuta begodim. He won't be able to be makor karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. He was always hoping that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So he published chidushim on the Mesichtes and Kochim. It's called Asifa Zikanim. Now they sell it in one volume. When he printed it, it was a few volumes. He wanted to encourage the Hamayin Am, the Talmidim and the Yeshivas, they should start learning Kochim. He's the one who started the whole thing. They should start learning Kochim. We should get ready to do Avodas HaKarbonis and the Beis HaMikdash. So he published a whole essay about the Hashivas of learning Kochim. So he quotes this Rashi towards the end of Bab Metzia, that we only have Talmud Bavli on those Mesichtas that in the Ge'el HaLachas we have on Brochus, on all of Zeroyim we don't have, and on Taurus we don't have, because it's not in the Ge'el HaLachas. We have on Moed, on Noshim, and on Zikin, but we have on Kochim. So how do you understand, why is the Talmud Bavli on Kochim? So Rashi writes, because whoever learns if you learn the dinim, so many achrayim say that applies to any mitzvah. Let's say the Jews in Soviet Russia under the communists, they didn't let them keep mitzvahs. So if one would learn the dinim of bris milah, it'll be considered as if they fulfilled partially the mitzvah milah. If you learn the dinim of abrikosis, you have no wine. You learn the dinim of abrikosis, considered as if you fulfilled. But the Chavetz Chaim doesn't accept that. He says none of the Rishonim say that. Achrayim say that. He says it's only by Karbonis. Only in the area of Karbonis. So he says Rashi writes in Bab Metzia that learning Kochim is considered halacha lemaisa. Because when you learn Seder Kochim, is considered as if you were makri of the Karbonis. So here it says, that's why there's no Talmud Bavli on Zroim. Because they lived in Bavel, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah to his bars. Here and there, the Gemara will discuss a topic in Zroim. But we have no keseda, we have no commentary. So here the Gemara goes on a tangent. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he's clearing, because we got so involved in the details of the laws of Shikha, so he wants to know, what's the din? Sofa Amar Matoch Sadeh Hu? Mahu. He just said before, Sofa Amar, if the wind was blowing, and it threw some of my bundles into the next neighbor's backyard, field, And when I'm going to collect all the bundles, I don't look what's doing in his farm. It's not my Yasek. And I only collected mine. And then later on I find out I forgot the other bundle. Is that called Shikra or not? So the Gemara quoted the Amoraim, that's not called Shikra. And the Mishnah said, it's not called Shikra. And they told you the Pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know, what if Tzof Amoraim Toch Sodeyu? What if the wind was blowing and the wind blew the bundles, my bundles, so far away I didn't see them? Let's say I harvest, then I collected everything. Then I harvest, harvest, I collected. As I harvested another field, the wind blows some of the bundles back to the field that I already collected. So Machain found that there's another bundle back over there. So I collected all the bundles over here. I didn't realize the wind blew one of my bundles all the way back into that part of the farm that I already collected everything. What's the din in such a case? Is it only the Tochsar Shochaveiro or not? That's the Shaila Mahu. The din is, has to be Bisodecho on your field. And here, let's say the bundles are piled up one on top of the other. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Abisod Kisad Dami or Lav Kisad Dami? It only has a din of Shikha if it's Bisodecho. Here, the bundles are piled up on top of other bundles, piled up on top of other things, not on top of other bundles. Let's say there's a cliff. I have in the middle of the field, I have a sukkah. Or in the middle of the field, I have a little house. Or I have something there, I have a cliff. And the wind blew some of the bundles on top of this sukkah. So then I'm collecting, I don't look up what's doing on top of this sukkah, I'm collecting bundles from the ground. So is that called bisodecha? The bundle on top of the sukkah, abirsodeh, is kisada dami, so that's called bisodecha, v'shachach doime basodeh. Or should I say no, abirsodeh is not kisodeh, so it's not considered the shikho. That's a shayla. Funny shayla. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Papi, the Amalei Rav Kana Rav Zvid, so one of the Rama told the other, Tiv should lay me the Rabbabom Rabbalaza, why aren't you poshut from the Loshen that we said before? The other, the Amora said before, Pratu should sof amon toch sada chaveiro. If the wind blew the bundles onto the next door neighbor's field, if it fell on his field. So it sounds like it's only exempted from shikha if the wind blew it in the other guy's field. But if it blew it within my field on top of a sukkale, on top of a building, on top of a cliff, and I didn't see it, it sounds like you are chayiv in shikha. The chaveira en toch sadeh lo. That's what it sounds like. Sag di Gemara, what are you talking about? And what if the wind blew the bundle into the next neighbor's field and it's not on top of other things? Sofu, how do you translate the word sofu? Sof al panei hamayim means something floating on top. So the word sofu means that the bundle is on top. The sofu the toch sadach haver means the wind blew it into the other guy's, the next neighbor's field, and it's on top of a cliff there. And what if the wind blew it and it's mamish on the ground? Also not included in the din of shikha. So why did the Amora say sofu? Sofu when menochim loy? If it's sitting on the ground, it is subject to shikha. No, if it fell into the next neighbor's field, there's no din at all. So why does it say sofu? B'habinam b'sadecho v'aleko. If it fell into the next neighbor's field, there's no din of shikha. Ella, the answer is, what they meant to say was like this. You can't be medayik from the Loshen Abrais, the Loshen Sofer the Tochsar Chaveiro, Sofer the Tochsar Shali, I would be chayiv. It means if it fell on top of the sukkah, I might feel chayiv. No, Sofu over there doesn't mean it's floating on top. It means the wind caused it to fly and it's sitting on the ground. It's also a potter from Shikha. Whenever it's Besar Chaveiro, it's potter. But he didn't mean to infer the memory that Rabbi Bo said. He didn't mean to infer anything, one way or the other, about Sofu if the wind blew the bundle on top of a sukkah in my field, whether it's exempted from shikha or not. So he can't demonstrate, he can't prove anything from the diuk from the Loshen. So do we have any source to demonstrate one way or the other? What's the din if it's Sofu within my field? So the Gemara says, Toshma, there is a Tosefta that has a machloekes satanaim about something. We got to figure out exactly what are they fighting about. Toshma, oimer shehechzik bo lehalicha liyeh. The farmer harvested everything. He has bundles. Then he's going to collect all the bundles. He's going to bring them. He has a home in the city, and this is his farm on the outskirts of the city. So oimer, he has a bundle hechzik, but he picked it up already. Adaito lehalicha liyeh, and then he put it down for a while. V'hinicha gabi chavero, and he puts it on top of other bundles. Ushchachai, and he forgot. Then he went to Dab Minch, and he forgot all about it. He forgot the top one. He forgot the bottom one. He left two bundles over there. So, are they subject to the din of Shikha or not? The top bundle and the bottom. What's the din? So the first Tana says, Hatachton Shikha, the Ha'elyon Eino Shikha. The upper one he started to carry with him to bring into the city. So the top one, all the Tanaim agree, is not Shikha. The Elyon is, they all agree, is not Shikha. And the Tachton is a Machlokes. So the first Tana in this Tosefta says, Hatachton is Shikha, that he never picked up. He was harvesting and he tied a bundle and he left it there. He was never Holicho. He was never Hechzik Bola Holicho Luyer. And the bundle that he put on top of the lower bundle, he started to pick up to bring to the city. And then he realized he didn't have Mincha yet, and he davened and he forgot both. So the
neighbors.
No, no. Gabi Chaver means on top of another bundle. Another bundle.
Chaver means the bundle.
Another bundle. I don't think it means. Doesn't mean the next door neighbor's bundle.
My Cicero
says neighbor.
His neighbors?
Cicero translates his neighbor.
I don't think so.
Asmo
too? I don't think so. I don't think so. See, for, no, on top of another sheep. In this article state, not so. No, just Chaver doesn't mean. No. Doesn't mean Chaver is someone else's bundle. It means both bundles belong to me. He put one bundle on top of another bundle. Right, I can't make his shikha. So there's a machlekes hatayim. So the top bundle that he picked up initially, Adaita Lalicha Labir, all the Tanoim agree that that's not Shikha. And the bottom bundle is the Machlekes, whether it's Shikha or not. So the first Tana says, Hatachton Shikha, the bottom one is Shikha. If you got a Valian, ain't a Shikha. And the next Tana disagrees, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Reb Shimon. He quotes the name of the Tana Reb Shimon, Shneim ain't a Shikha, neither. Hatachton, the bottom one, is not Shikha, Mimnesha, who Tamun. Tamun was a Machlekes, Reb Yehuda, and the Chachamim, whether Tamun becomes Shikha or not. So this Tana Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda before that Hatachton Eino Shikha Mneshu Hutamun. Whenever it's covered over, that's why you didn't see it. There's no dinam Shikha VeHaElyon. They both agree the Elyon is not Shikha. Why? The Gemara is explaining Mneshu Hutzof. What do you mean Tzof? In other words, the din of Shikha only applies if it's Basada, if it's on the ground. If it's on top of something else, it's on top of a Sukkah, on top of something else, even on top of another Oimer. One bundle on top of another bundle, since the upper bundle that I forgot is not sitting on the ground, so it's not subject to the din of Shikhos, the Shaykh, the Farish. Adkan leplegiela betachton. The ganze machleg is the Tanakama, Reb Shimon, is whether the bottom one is Shikha or not, because it's Tamun. Abu Be'elyon de Rehakol, lo havi Shikha. Why not? Because it's not sitting on the ground. So you see the Farish that whenever the bundle is the Omer is tzof in my field, not in some, not it fell into the other guy's field. It's tzof in my field, so it's not subject to the laws of Shikha.
The Tachton became Shikha before it became Tomun.
Not necessarily. He picked up, he sees there's a bundle there, and he's going to pick it up tomorrow. He didn't forget it. He doesn't want to schlep everything, it's heavy stuff. So he picked up one bundle, he wants to take it home. Then he realized, didn't daven mincha, so he puts it on top of the other bundle. And then he davened azal langesh manes, and he forgot all of it. He was so mechavim by the davening, forgot about both bundles. He forgot everything. So he made it, he only forgot about both of them after he made the bottom one tamun. So tamun is a machlekes hatanoim here, whether it becomes shikha or not. And the upper bundle, l'choladei, is not shikha. Why not shikha? Mipnei shehu tzof, that's what it says. What do you mean tzof? Because not sitting on the ground. So you see, Avir Soda is not Kisoda. If it's floating in the air, it's not sitting on the ground. It's not subject to the laws of Shikha. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara wrong. That's not the reason why the upper bundle is not subject to Shikha, because it's Tzof. That's what it says in the Brayse, Mneshu Tzof. So the simple translation, Mneshu Tzof, because it's floating in midair, it's not sitting on the ground. The Gemara says, not true. Hasam, how did the story begin? How did the Tosefta start? Oimer a bundle shechzik v'lo licha la'ir. he picked up the bundle and he started to take it to the city. So the Gemara says, that's why there's no din of shikha. Shikha doesn't apply if you started to take it home already and then you forgot in the middle of your process of taking it home. Okay, hasam and anda maisa. Cave in the achzik bay, zacha bay. The literal translation sounds as if, this is incorrect, the literal translation sounds as if when I have a field and the tvua grows, everything is hefker. It's just not so. When you have a field, everything is not hefker. It sounds as if all the tvua that grows in my field is hefker. When I pick it up, achzik bay, zacha bay, I'm zacha mena hefker. So since I was kainet, so it doesn't become shikha. It can't be, that's not true. When I have a field, there's a din, haroi, ashbach. Ara means hakarka shali hishbiach. If I have a tree, the apples that grow on the tree belong to me. If I have a farm, a field, the pears that grow, the tvua that grows on the field belong to me. So what does the Gemara say such a lashon? Even the achzik bei zocha bei zochem and ahefker. It's a pelet de gezach. This Gemara appears also in the first perek in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara has such a similar lashon, very megumgum. So the Mefarshim on the Gemara say it's not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean he's zocha bei zechem and ahefke. It just means that the dinim of shikha don't apply. If he started to take it home already and then he forgot in the middle, no shikha, that's all. He started to pick it up and then he forgot in the middle, that's not shikha. You can't understand that literally zocha bei zechem and ahefke. It can't be. It's not zocha bei. Beg markashe, ihachi. If that's the reason why the upper one is not subject to shikha, because he picked it up already, he was on a halfway going home. It's not because it's sitting on top of another bundle. Is my year ya gabi chaveiro? So what does it say? He picked up a bundle. He's walking home, and then he decides he didn't dab mincha yet, so he puts it on top of another bundle. What do you have to say? Put it on that top of another bundle. So he puts it on the floor. He put it on the floor. Why do you have to present it like that? My year, ya gabi chaver, I feel the besad the nami. The Gemara says, you're right. Same din. If you put it down on the floor, it's pata from shikha because you started to take it home. And a chanami. But v'hai diktana gabacharim shem tachton, because he wanted to tell me there's a machlekes satanoim, whether the bottom one became shikha or not. The bottom one is the shayla of tamun, the machlekes of yudin rabbanon. Freg de gemar, but the brisa doesn't give you a reason because you started to take it home. The brisa says the elyon mipnei she'utzof. Tzof means that it's not sitting on the ground. Tzof means floating. Tzof opnei amayim. It doesn't say you a reason. So the gemar says, no, that's what it means. Mipnei she'utzof is considered as if the farmer is still holding it in his hand. When he went to Damish Manesri, he put it down. Since he's picked it up in the beginning, Adaita, to take it home, we visualize as if he's holding it the whole time.
How many bundles are there altogether? Two or three?
Two. Here, there are two. There are two bundles. There's one bundle that was sitting there that he never forgot about. There's a bundle. And then there's one bundle he started to walk away with, and he puts this new bundle on top of the old bundle. Frank Digmar, it doesn't give you a reason. Because he picked it up. He started to take it home. It sounds like it says, because tzof, zognigmar, eimam b'fnei shehu kitzof. We visualize as if he's still holding the bundle all along. Since he started to take it home, we visualize as if he were adayin machzika biyado. And that's not subject to the dinim of shikha. What's tak a bundle on top of a bundle is called tamun. That's what the machlekes hatanaim is. Before, on the first wide line, there was a machlekes hatanaim. What about tomun? So what does it mean, tomun? I had hidden. How was it hidden? I harvested all the tua, I made bundles. And then somehow one bundle fell, there's a hole, and it fell into a ditch, and it's hidden over there. You don't see it. But if you have one bundle on top of another bundle, so the bottom bundle is called tomun. Is that so pashut? Maybe tvu on top of tvu, the upper bundle is not tamun, and maybe both of them are not called tamun. That's so muskam l'chol ha'deis. So that's what the Gemara says, a story. Omar Abaye, one fine day, Abaye lived in Bovel, he lived in Pumbedisa. And Ben Isaac lived in Tveria. So one fine day, Abaye was in a very cheerful mood, and he said, Hareini ke Ben Isaac b'shuke Tveria. I feel in a good mood today, like Ben Azai when he lived in Tveria. He would say, I'm open for question. Whoever has a kasha, a shayla, come, and I'll answer anyone shayla. So one fine day, Abai was in a happy mood, must have had a drink, and he says, who has any kashas, any shaylas? We'll talk and learn it. So somebody came, Omalayahu mede rabbanon, so one of the Talmidim, Humi the Rabbana means one of the Talmidim. Said to Abaye, what's the halacha in Saita? The Mishnah says in Saita, Tomun is, there's no din of Egla Rufa if the body is Tomun. So what if you have two dead bodies, two murdered people, one on top of the other? Do you say the bottom dead body is a Tomun and only the top dead body you have to measure? They're not necessarily piled up exactly the same way. Maybe one dead body will be closer to one city, one dead body will be closer to the other city. So what's the din if you have two bodies, one on top of the other? There's no din of Egla Rufa if the dead body is Tomun. There's no din of Egla Rufa if it's totally Ba'ilon. It has to be Basada.
What if half Tomun, half out?
I don't know. Good Shaila. I don't know. No, how Shaila. So the Talmud asks Abaye, there are four possibilities here. You have one dead body on top of it. By the Nazis, they had piles of bodies, one on top of the other. See, here you had murderers. We assume we're talking Jewish murderers. If you think they're Goyish murderers, there's no Egla Rufa. We think the Jewish murderers murdered, and the Din of Egla Rufa only applies if the Jewish murdered bodies. The Goyish murdered bodies also know Din of Egla Rufa. So, one of the Tambinim declares a four possibilities of a Hakira. You have two bodies, one on top of the other. So the bottom body is Tomun, so there's no Egla Rufa, and the top body is not Basod, it's like Toli Ba'ilon. So there's no Egla Rufa, not for the top body, not for the bottom body. Or maybe I should say no, the bottom body is Tomun, so there's no Egla Rufa for that. The top body, it's only Toli Ba'ilon not. Here, the bottom body is basically resting on the ground. There's something Choytzitz in between, so that from the top body you should measure. Or maybe the bottom body is not called Tomun. Maybe only Tomun means covered over with something other than a dead body. But if you have a dead body on top of a dead body, maybe the bottom one is not Tomun. So there are four possibilities. You have Egla Rufa of both the upper body and the bottom body. No Egla Rufa, not for the top, not for the bottom. There's only Egla Rufa for the bottom, only Egla Rufa for the top. These are the four possibilities that he raises. The Gemara is strange. The Gemara only spells out three of the four possibilities. So Rashi, the last Rashi on the second column, right, so then there are four possibilities. The two Egla Rufas, no Egla Rufa, only Egla Rufa for the top one, only Egla Rufa for the bottom one. And then Rashi points out, it could be that the bodies are not necessarily one exactly on top of the other. It could be one body is closer to this city, one body is closer to that city. So what do you do? What do you say about this Shaila? That's what the Talmud asks him. Amalei, Sabai says, I have a mocker. He was in such a good mood. So he says, he has a mocker. We had a brisa, just like you're talking about two bodies, one on top of the other, and there's a din of tomun. There's a din of tomun by shikha. So what if you have one bundle on top of another bundle? So if you say a body on top of a body, the bottom body is not called tomun. So a bundle on top of a bundle, the bottom bundle should not be tomun. So there was a machlokes hatanoim in the brisa about the bottom bundle. We thought that that's... So what is the machlokes hatanoim? That is the machlekes, whether the bottom bundle is called Tomun or not. Both Tanoim, Amalei Tenisuas, Abai tells... Right. Min means, if you have two dead bodies, one on top of the other, you have two bundles, one on top of the other, that's not called Tomun. The same thing. Two dead bodies and two bundles, that's not called Tomun. And maybe that's not called Toli Ba'ilon. Toli Ba'ilon means it's on top of something. But basically, they're both dead bodies are on the ground, and they're both bundles on top of the ground. So that's what the Talmud asks him. Abaye is a Chorif. So he says to Nisua, I have a Tosefta that your Hakira is a Machlekes Hatanan. I'm a Shech Zibola Lichel Da'ir. He's on his way to carry home a bundle of Tvua to the city. He lives in the city, and now he's doing the work on the farm. He's on his way home, and then he davens Mincha in the middle, and he left the bundle on top of the other bundle. He leaves the one bundle on top of the other bundle of Shchach, and he forgets both of them. So the Machlokes only is on the bottom one. The top one, they all agree that there's no Shikha. Hatachten Shikha, Yenani Shikha, B'shimben Yoram, B'shem Rishim, B'shneim, Enen Shikha. Hatachten Neshu Tomen, V'alim, Neshu Tzof. So it's Savrua, Sabai says, the Poshe Pshat seems to be Savrua, the Salkadaitach. Savrua means... We thought that usually Savru is a technical term, means we thought mistakenly that this is Pshat, and we're soon going to realize that it's not so. So the Gemara uses the technical term Savru. We thought that what it means, Dahan and Tanai, they both Tanaim hold like Rabbi Yehuda Svirlu. The Yom HaBasar, the Pratla Tom, Tomun is not Chayiv in Shikra. So what are they fighting about? Oh, this is the Machlokes. A bundle on top of a bundle. It's Min B'mina. Is that called Tomun? Well, it's only called Tomun if the bundle falls under the in a ditch, if it falls under something else. So that's the same shot, a dead body on top of a dead body. Is it called Tomun? Is it not called Tomun?
When he goes to Davin Mincha, is he still in his field or he's outside the field?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter because the person says to Shikha Basada, if you're ready outside the field, Shikha technically should reply, it's not in your field. You're ready outside your field, you're going to Davin, you put it down. Not Basada, the Shikha can't happen in your field.
I don't think the Shikha has to happen in the field.
It says it in the
No, it says when you harvest.
In the Pasuk, it happens in the field.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the Gemara takes that literally. I don't think it makes a difference when he forgets. After the davening, he goes to shul to daven, and then he forgets all about it. It's still going to be shikha. The bundle that he started to take home, they all agree, will not be shikha. And the tamun will be the machlokes, but it'll be shikha or not. So the Gemara says, Savrua, they thought, mistakenly, they thought, that all the Tanaim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that there's no din of Tamun. My lab b'halkam afrid. So what's the nekudas of machlokes? Marsav mimimina is called Tam. Marsav lo have Tamun. That's exactly your shaila. The two dead bodies, one on top of the other, the same thing as two Amorim. So the Gemara says loy, not necessarily so, like Abai is saying. Iki Rabbi Yehuda svirlo. If both Tanaim would have agreed that there's a din that Tamun is part of Mishikra, maybe everybody would have agreed. Kuliyam mimimina have Tamun. Maybe the machlekes hatanayim, whether the tachton is shikha, is identical with the machlekes of Yudin HaChachamim, whether tamun becomes shikha or not. Not a machlekes, is this tamun? They all agree this is tamun. A body on top of a body is tamun, and a bundle on top of a bundle is tamun. Machlekes is whether tamun by egla rufa, there's no machlekes, tamun is potter from egla rufa. And by shikha, it's a machlekes hatanayim. So it's not necessarily the same shayla that the yeshiva bachar has to buy. That's what the Gemara dings are. It's not necessarily the same. Sure. Okay. Good, we'll stop here. The Gemara is going to have more details of the dinner. We were just talking before about the mitzvah satluyas barit. The mitzvah of shikha is one of the chayvus kark, one of the agricultural mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has special dinim, different from Chutz Lartz, in that it has the mitzvah satlois varitz. Those are the ganze maise, that's all about Eretz Yisrael. So you have in today's sedra, there's a din of tzaras batim. Not only is there a din of tzaras by odom, by human body, the tzaras on begodim, on clothing, tzaras batim. So the pasuk says the din of tzaras batim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. Why? Kisavoyo al Eretz Kinan, asher nesen lachem lachuzim, and asad neged tzaras, beveis, Eretz Achuzaschem also doesn't apply to Yerushalayim. If you have a Negat Tzaras in Yerushalayim, it doesn't have the dinim of Tzaras because it wasn't Yerushalayim Lenes Chalka L'Shvatim. Eretz Achuzaschem only applies in all the other cities that were Nischalka L'Shvatim. That's how the Mishnah has. There's no dinim Negat Tzaras in Yerushalayim. So what kind of a din is this? That the din of Tzaras Batam only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a different reason. It's not from the agricultural mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with Chayvus Karka. This is, we assume that the Negat Tzaras is something Lamayla Menateva. It's not something natural. It's something very supernatural. And we assume that in Eretz Yisrael there's more of a Hashgacha Pratis than there is in Chutzal. We believe in Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that we're doing. He watches everything, he knows everything. We can't hide from him. But we believe that in Eretz Yisrael there's more Hashgacha Pratis than there is in the rest of the world. And this whole institution of Tzaras Batim, even Tzaras Haguf, also many, the Ramban Chumash thinks that the whole thing is Lamayla Menateva. Doesn't correspond to any real disease. But Tzaras Batim for sure is Lamayla Menateva. So the Pasuk is telling us that there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz Lorenz. That's when Dovid HaMelech had to run away. Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill him, so he had to run away. So he says, "I get that krechts." He has to run. He had to run to Chutz Lartz for a period of time. Ki gerushuni hayom his tapech benachlas Hashem. They chased me out of Eretz Yisrael. Alech avod elohim acherim. Go worship Avod Zarah. Who told him to go worship Avod Zarah? Went to Chutz Lartz. So the Gemara says, "From here you derive the kol ador b'chutz Lartz ki lo ibed Avod Zarah." What does it mean? means there's more hashgacha pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz Lartz. That's how the pasuk says, "Eini Hashem alakecha bo, mereishis hashana varach rishana." The Rebbeinu Shlom has his eyes open, he's watching over Eretz Yisrael more so. There's hashgacha pratis all over the world. But there's more hashgacha pratis. Korv Hashem l'chol koyro, l'chol hashik ru'u be'emis. There's more hashgacha pratis. The Rambam writes like that. There's more hashgacha pratis by tzaddikim than there is by beinanim. How does the Gemara say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakta kim tzaddikav kechut hasayro. A tzaddik does a slight little avera. If I would do it, I wouldn't be punished. It wouldn't be. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. He lost his opportunity to go live in Eretz Yisrael because of some sin that the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes Tem Shotem. No one knows what the avera was. All the Rishonim disagree with each other. Very unclear what the avera was.
But they find 10 sins.
They found 10 things that he did wrong, but no one knows exactly, is it really something wrong? And that's, he deserved to be so punished for that. So the answer is that Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik in Moim Kuchut HaSayra. There's more Hashgacha Protis L'Schar and L'Enish. Rag L'Chassidu Yishmar. When a Rosha or a Beinoni is in a Sakana, so the Baruch Shalom is not going to stand on his head and make a nest. When a tzaddik is b'sakana, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go out of his way to shower Hashgacha Pratis on the tzaddik to protect him. Bein l'toy, bein l'ra. So this also, the Pasuk is telling us, in Eretz Yisrael there's much more Hashgacha Pratis than there is in Chutz Lartz. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam as far as the minyan and mitzvahs, which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Ramban is the one who taines that the Rambam should have included the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam did not count it as a mitzvah. The Rambam quotes all the dinim. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam quotes all halachas that you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. How come he didn't count it as a mitzvah? So some of the Achrayim write, the Rambam thinks the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only midirabbanan. That's how the Knesset HaGdolah writes. Shver avart. All the psukim and chumash, everything is only midirabbanan. It sounds like it's a mitzvah min haTorah. So how come the Rambam didn't count it? So many say, no, it's included in the other mitzvahs. The Rambam already wrote that there's a mitzvah to be uvoy sidbok. He's supposed to, every Jew has an obligation to come as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Eretz Yisrael is with his mohashgacha prata. So living in Eretz Yisrael is the way to fulfill the mitzvah of uvoy sidbok. That's what the pasuk says, that the negat tzaras is only in Eretz Yisrael because there's mohashgacha prata. So the Rambam is maskim, perhaps. That's how many Achraim say. The Rama perhaps is masking that to live in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah min haTorah, but it doesn't necessarily deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's already included in the pasuk of Vaisidbok. Others give other explanations. It's included in this mitzvah and the other mitzvah. Others say it's included in all the mitzvahs. The Ramban HaChumash says later in Parshas Kedoshim, when you lake tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, it's a higher level of the mitzvah. When you keep Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, when you keep kashrus in Eretz Yisrael, when you sit in sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, each one of the 613 mitzvahs, when you observe them in Eretz Yisrael, is on a higher level. The Ikar Makom for Shmiras HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So many Achrayim say that. Rambam also agrees as a mitzvah in HaTorah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's an enhancement in each one of the 613 mitzvahs. But several of the Achrayim say that the reason why the Rambam didn't count it is that he agrees that it's a mitzvah in HaTorah, but he holds that it's included in the mitzvah of a voice sidbuk, because in Eretz Yisrael there's more Hashgacha Pratis. Like David HaMelech says, Ki Gerushon Yom Mistapech V'Nachlas Hashem Leim Aleich Avod Aleim Achem. One who lives in Chutz Lartz is further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say that years ago when Begin was in the White House, they were making the negotiations there. So the Agoda goes that the President of the United States was showing him his office, showed him all the different telephones, and then he had a telephone on the wall. So he said that this telephone is when he has to call the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it's a long distance, it's very far to heaven, and it's very expensive because it's so far long distance, and whenever he uses that telephone, he has to talk Bekitzer and Nimrutz. Otherwise, it's going to cost him a fortune because it's such a long distance. So then when the President of the United States visited Eretz Yisrael, and Begin was showing him his office, so he showed him also, he has such a telephone on the wall. That's a special telephone to talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and it's a local call. The Rebbeinu Shalom is right over here.